Good morning, I'm Mary Beth Marsden, and this is Know Your Health from LifeBridge Health, where every week we bring you important health information. This week, we're talking with Dr. Tanveer Ghaibi, an emergency medicine physician and chief of the ER7 Emergency Center at Northwest Hospital. Dr. Ghaibi, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Mary Beth.
I think most of us know that we should call 911 for an ambulance for major emergencies such as stroke or if we think we're having a heart attack. But what kinds of conditions should someone actually drive themselves or even better yet, maybe have someone else drive them to the emergency room?
Well, you know, any condition that interferes with your ability to drive safely, that's where you really should probably have somebody drive you. But that may actually be a condition where you do want to call an ambulance or call 911. If you're having severe chest pain or shortness of breath or severe bleeding, probably you might want to have to go to call 911 or have someone take you. However, certain medical conditions such as a heart attack or stroke, taking an ambulance is safer because paramedics can deliver life-saving care on the way to the hospital.
Yeah, and when time is of the essence, right?
Absolutely.
And, you know, I have to ask this question, too, because I think a lot of parents use the ER for their children as well. So when should they be taking their kids to the ER? And do they oftentimes jump the gun on that a little bit and not wait out the sickness a little more?
I think this is where it's very important to have a healthy relationship with your pediatrician. And most pediatricians are very good about calling back. So if it's after hours, please call your pediatrician and get some advice from them. But some of these conditions can be handled in urgent care. Some of them can be handled in an emergency room. So things that can maybe be handled in urgent care would be fevers without a rash, minor trauma such as a common sprain, things of that nature. But it's important to know before you go to an urgent care whether they have staff members who are trained and able to take care of children.
I have to ask you about the urgent cares, too. We're seeing more and more of those. Almost, it seems, on every major street corner, there's one. There's still great places to go.
Absolutely. Urgent cares have been really utilized when people are unable to get into the doctors that same day. And some of the things that we talked about, which they do a great job of, is taking care of minor sprains, minor traumas, things like painful urination, diarrhea, sore throats, vomiting, and fever without a rash. These can be handled efficiently in an urgent care setting.
And I know Sinai's even getting involved in that, right?
Oh, yeah. LifeBridge Health has partnered up with an Express Care Urgent Care. So we have partnered with them. They're located all throughout the city and the surrounding counties. We have also partnered with a lot of primary care physicians, so it's a great opportunity to get plugged in.
You know, many people don't have primary care physicians, and they use the ER, which I know has been a kind of a running problem for some time, but they use the ER for their care. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, we're there to treat everyone. Establishing a good relationship with your primary care is probably preferable because preventing disease is actually more important than episodic care, and that's what the emergency room really is. It's episodic care. However, when people have access into seeing a provider or they don't have a provider, it's probably best that they're seen by someone, and we're more than happy to take care of them.
And I just want to reiterate, because we don't want to make people think they shouldn't go to the ER, what are the conditions, like the big ones in your head, that people should absolutely seek help at the emergency room?
That's a great question, and that's something that we all struggle with. But some of the guidelines are people with persistent chest pain or shortness of breath, fainting, signs and symptoms of a stroke, sudden severe headache, testicular pain, newborn baby with a fever, or severe bleeding or pregnancy and bleeding in a pregnancy. Those are some general guidelines when it's probably better to go to an emergency room than an urgent care or to your primary care physician.
All right, Dr. Ghaibi, thank you so much for being with us. To learn more about the ER7 emergency centers at Northwest and Sinai Hospitals, you can call 410-601-WELL, that's 410-601-WELL, or visit ER-7.com. That's ER-7.com. I'm Mary Beth Marsden. Thanks so much for joining us. It's 10 o'clock.